Hello, folks. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on the part of the world where you're at right now. My name is Elias Merritt, and I'm a Windows IT Pro MVP and a Cloud Solutions Architect for HCL Technologies, and I'll be your moderator today. It is my pleasure to introduce you to my friend and fellow MVP, Adnan Cartwright. Adnan is a software packaging deployment and servicing MVP, and he will be speaking about Azure Remote App for your line of business applications. I've had the honor of sharing the stage numerous times with Adnan, and I can assure you that he has a vast hands-on experience on all Microsoft Azure infrastructure as a services solutions. So please join me in welcoming our speaker, Adnan Cartwright.
Hello. As Elias has mentioned, my name is Adnan Cartwright, and today I'm going to be talking about Azure Remote App. So Azure Remote App is your Windows application anywhere on any device. As mentioned at Ignite, Brad Anderson stated that Azure Remote App will be able to enable users to be productive on the devices that they love while protecting the company. This can be Intuit, this can be Dynamics CRM, this can be Microsoft Access or any line of business application that you are using today. Introducing Azure Remote App gives organizations the flexibility that traditionally on-premises equipment can't. Leveraging the cloud with Azure Remote App gives you the elasticity and scale that's needed. The remote application is delivered from the Azure Reliable Platform and enhances the security of the platform as well as its update and publishing of the remote apps given to the users from the corporate organization. Again, you'll be able to access from any device, whether it be Windows, iOS, macOS, Android. And you will be able to be delivered these remote desktop protocol using RemoteFX. You'll be able to scale without large capital expense, and also it is flexible for your hybrid or cloud-only deployment options. Why Azure Remote App? Again, the scale and elasticity that companies need today. Picture the seasonal company that's only available 6 months out of the year, that they have their RDS infrastructure in play. With a hybrid connection leveraging Microsoft Azure, they can forego the initial and additional purchasing of server licensing, security that goes around with, just to enhance the remote desktop session. It enables those users to access corporate applications and files from anywhere on any device. And then it centralizes the protection using the Azure's Reliable Platform. As stated before, Azure Remote App covers a wide variety of different applications and devices, whether it be iOS, Mac, Android, Windows Phone, Windows Embedded, and here are the desktop clients that are utilized today. The support for embedded and thin clients is also greatly supported, starting with Windows 7 Standard with Service Pack 1. They also support POS Ready 7 and a thin PC with 8.1 industry for Windows Embedded. No support third-party RDP implementations are supported, such as Citrix and applications. So the features of it is priced per user. So the first 30 days of Azure Remote App, you have 30 days free. It does leverage the Windows Server 2012 R2 Architect and the remote protocol of RDP 8.1. Office Professional Plus is utilized, as well as bringing your own applications. We'll get more into detail as far as creating your own custom template and uploading it into Microsoft Azure. The device platforms, again, are Windows, Android, macOS, and even the Surface RT with its ARM processors. Microsoft Account Support is ready, leveraging federated identity with Active Directory. Integration with on-premises IT infrastructure, and each storage per user is at a 50 gigabit limit. The initial capacity at preview is 20 users per Azure account, but this can be additionally requested if capacity is needed more. It is supported in all regions via the Microsoft Azure platform today. So there are two types of deployment choices. You have a cloud-only deployment that leverages the Microsoft Office 365 Pro Plus subscription, Or you can bring your own custom templates. Again, we'll get more into that. And it leverages Azure Active Directory for identity and access. You can also bring, and your second deployment choice is remote app hybrid deployment, which allows you to extend your on-premises into the Microsoft Azure platform. It'll give you full access to on-premises as well as to the file customizations and applications that you have on board. You can actually federate your users from an onboard Active Directory on-premises into the cloud to leverage that functionality. So the remote app service. The Azure Remote App team has done a fantastic job in terms of bringing this elastic runtime within the cloud. So you have your session host, normally your RD service, running within the Azure platform. You have your Office and Windows Server 2012 R2 pre-built images already set and good to go. And then, of course, the applications that you're going to publish out to your remote users through RDP. It's going to be secure with the persistent user data, again, of 50 gigabits per user, and then it authenticates via identity options via the Microsoft account. This can be Office 365, your Live accounts, Outlook, Hotmail, Outlook, or your Live, Outlook, and Office 365 accounts, and then your Azure Active Directory that you can onboard from either Dir Sync, getting ready to be normally Active Directory Sync, or from your on-premises Windows Server Active Directory. So let's go into a demo of creating your remote app collection. Let's get timed back in. So from the Microsoft Azure platform, as you can see, we are already in the remote app service collection. If I scroll all the way down, you'll be able to see it over here to the left-hand side. I already do have a remote app collection already created. This does take a little while to create. Normally, when you create a remote app collection, it's going to take about or up to an hour to get things up and going. To get things started, we'll simply select New, App Services, and if we scroll down, Remote App, Quick Create, and then you'll give it a name. You select the region, and that name is already taken. You'll select the region. Try to give it another name. You select the region where you like to deploy this collection. So in this case, I'm going to select the East US. The plan, whether it be basic or standard, and basic is for your low-level application use. We'll get more into the pricing tier a little bit later on today. And then your template images that are available. So we'll select HR, and then we'll go out and select Create Remote App Collection, and it'll spin off that collection for us. But I want to take a different approach with this. If I close this out, and I open up PowerShell, you can see here we already have a few commandlets already pre-built for us. If I run this first commandment, we will list through Azure Remote App template images in my Azure Remote App collection. And let's bring this over to the side so you guys can see this a little bit more. And I scroll up. Here's the Windows Server 2012 R2 template image that's given to us by Azure Remote App. And if I scroll further up, here's the Office Professional Plus that's also given. If I continue to scroll up, there's the Pro Plus. There's the Pro Plus. Now, with the Pro Plus subscription, it requires a subscription for Office 365 in order for continued use. But I have a few custom images that I've pretty much taken care of already and uploaded into the Azure platform. And here's my FISG RDS, which is already linked to that first collection that I have. And then here's my FISG HR that is not linked to any other collection right now. I want to use this template image. So let's scroll back over here to the left-hand side. And I'm going to create this remote app collection. So I want to pause this again so you guys can see. And I'm going to execute this command. And it's building that remote app collection for me via PowerShell right now, utilizing the FISG HR template with a basic plan in the East US. Using PowerShell to automate your tasks, especially tasks that are repetitive, is going to be your best friend going forward. Now, if we head back into the Azure platform, you can see that that is already provisioned. So let's talk about template image creation and the manual steps. The Azure Remote App team has done a great job in terms of everything you see listed here, pretty much removing it. Initially, you would have to locate a Windows Server 2012 R2, not only the DVD and ISO, but also the licensing that came with it, and then using Hyper-V VHD file. That VHD file would have to be created via megabytes, not gigabits, in order for you to pretty much gain an insight on how big that VHD file will be to hold your applications within the actual server operating system. After the installation of Server 2012, the next function is for you to realistically install the remote desktop session host and then the desktop experience feature. You would install your applications, configure them, perform any additional Windows configuration required, and then through PowerShell, you would disable the encrypting file system and then install the KB article on your image. Without that KB article, the remote app desktop image won't work. And then you would sysprep it, of course, and then upload your VHD image into Microsoft Azure. That was a little bit tedious, and the Azure Remote App team heard you guys loud and clear, and it was revamped. So via the Microsoft Azure platform now, you would spin up Azure VM using the image at the bottom, the Windows Server Remote Desktop Session Host, and then install your applications. Now, once the applications are installed and the collection is built out, you'll be able to update your customized template images at a whim. You can actually do it via giving your users the option of 60 minutes or signing them immediately to update to the new application packages. You can only update one collection at a time, and it takes about 15 minutes for every 10 users you have in order for that template to be updated. The best practices for Azure Remote App, make sure that the applications that you're deploying is fully compatible for Server 2012 R2. Do not store any data on a C drive, and make sure that you use OneDrive or OneDrive for Business to allow for anytime access of your files. Enabling the app auto update for RD clients on your device is a plus, and then make sure that your users properly close apps to avoid potential data loss. So we're going to take a look at creating an Azure Remote App custom template image and then publishing applications out to our clients. So we're going to head back over into Azure. And in Azure, we're going to select New, Compute, Virtual Machine, and then from the gallery. In the gallery, you select your remote server, remote desktop session host that the Azure Remote App team has provided to you guys image-wise. You will go through the steps, adding a virtual machine name, the course, the username. You guys pretty much know the details of creating a virtual machine, but I have a better way of doing it. I'm going to close that out, and I'm going to head right back into PowerShell. In PowerShell, I have this script already built out for me to deploy that virtual machine for me. Now, the first thing I want to do is take a look at the images that are available in PowerShell. So I'm going to execute that command. And I'm going to bring it to the side again so you guys can pretty much see what's going on as far as the output. At the very bottom is the image I would like to use. So let's bring this over a tad bit more. Okay, so this image here is the new Windows Server Remote Desktop Session Host. So we'll copy this, and we'll come back over to the PowerShell commandlet. Let's fix the screen again. And pretty much I have some variables already set. As far as my VM name, I'm going to call it FSJARA deployment, and I want to use the standard size D1. The image that I just copied from that template image, it's already here, locked and ready to go. I'm going to use the admin username of demo admin, temp1234 is my password, and my load balancer name is LBSet. The location, of course, is going to be in the East US, and the service name is going to be the same as my VM name. The virtual network I'm going to use is FISG VNet, and in the subnet I'm going to put it in is ServerNet. Now, from here at the bottom, I'm just going to pretty much specify and call out to my variables everything that I need to build out this virtual machine. So I'm going to grab this, and I'm going to execute. And I am going to flip the screen so you guys can pretty much see computer name is invalid. So that name is already used. So let's give it another name. We'll rerun. We'll execute one more time. And there's our output, beginning to build a virtual machine. So this portion here is going to take a little while. And while this is building out, let's head back into the Microsoft Azure platform to take a gander what's going on. So initially, what's going to happen, we're going to see the virtual machine itself populate here. So let's head back to the slides, and we'll be right back. So Azure Remote App in Microsoft Azure does support AppV with your hybrid deployments. It does require licensing and domain join. The types of AppV deployments are located there at the bottom of the in the chart. App is always the latest and fresh. Make sure that when you're mounting your app is already present on the VM. So it requires a full standalone AppV infrastructure. That's the key right there. So in a hypercloud deployment, you have federated identity with the core technology Azure Active Directory with JSync being getting ready to be renamed Azure Active Directory Sync. Remote App leverages Azure Active Directory to control user access and enable single sign-on. In a hybrid networking, the core technology is Azure Virtual Networking with site-to-site VPN. The Remote App virtual networks build on Azure Network Seamlessly to access on-premise resources. So let's pause there and let's take a look at how that would take how that would be. So if I head back into networking, in my network, I have FISG VNet, and I have those two virtual machines there. So if I head back into local networks, I do have to add my local network first and foremost. So I'll call this FISG Intranet, and we'll give it a VPN IP address. We'll use Google. And we hit OK to that. And we'll give it a start an IP of 192.168.1.1, actually 1.0. And we'll give it a 24-bit subnet mask. And we'll hit OK to that. So that's building out my virtual network right now. So when this is completed, we'll head over to virtual networks. And we'll go into FISG VNet, and we'll head into configure. In configure, we now have the capabilities of configuring a point-to-site connectivity or a site-to-site connection. In Azure Remote App, the site-to-site connectivity will be the option that you select. You can leverage ExpressRoute if you so desire. And here's our local network that we just created, the FISG Intranet. If I scroll further down, the gateway is added for me, and I hit, just want to make sure that was successfully created, and I hit save, and I hit okay to that. I hit yes to that, and that's going to update my virtual network. What this is doing in the back end is creating a gateway for me, and once that gateway is pretty much set, we'll get it connected to the virtual appliance of my choice, whether it be Cisco, Juniper, whether it be a Windows Server 2012 R2 server leveraging remote routing and remote access services. So we'll head back, and I want to get into this virtual machine that I have already built out in terms of the image that's available. So the image that we built out via the PowerShell commandlet, this is a pre-built one because it is going to take a little while for that image to pretty much deploy out. So I do have a few applications installed, from QuickBooks to Google Chrome to FileZilla. But if I do want to get a better view of what I actually do have installed, I'll scroll down and I'll be able to select the applications that I need. Here's a very important tip with Azure Remote App. If I go back up, for ease of discoverability within the Azure Remote App platform, when we get into publishing apps, you will have two choices in which you can publish an application. It's from the start menu, which is here, or from the system root or the system path. You really want to make sure that every application you want to have available to your users is available via the start screen. So let's take a look at that. We'll head down and we'll add Adobe Acrobat. We'll add Mozilla Firefox, FileZilla, Google Chrome, Access. And we'll pin that to the start bar. And we'll do Excel. We'll do OneNote, Outlook, PowerPoint, Word, Publisher, and we'll pin that to start. So now your applications are here and all set to go. And I think the last set that I did publish was to the taskbar by mistake. So I'll just do this right very quickly. Okay. So now once you have these applications pinned to the start menu, the next step here would be to run this PowerShell command that the Azure Remote App team has so graciously placed here. So we're going to run this, and what this is doing is checking against the Azure Remote App machine to make sure that the deployment machine that you have isn't corrupted any which way or form. It's going to validate it, and once it's validated that the Remote App image is all set and good to go, we can select yes, and it's going to launch the sysprep for us, and it's going to sysprep this machine. Once sysprepping is complete, the machine itself will shut down. Now, this process here is going to take about 2 to 3 minutes, so we'll minimize that. And I do have the screenshots here for you guys to speed up that process so you guys can get a visual representation of how that will look. So we already went through the process in terms of selecting the image and creating it via the GUI. Now, as far as the GUI goes, because this machine is going to be sysprepped and used as an image, the cores themselves, as far as the tier and size, it really doesn't matter. Now, it does matter when it comes down to the application that you're deploying out. So if the application needs a certain amount of resources, you would make sure that you build this image, well, this machine that's going to be an image, to the size that's needed for that application to run for that one point of testing properly. And then, of course, no matter where you put it, you're good to go. Make sure that you have a specific VNet or storage account you would place them there. As far as the virtual machine configuration, the extensions really not needed. Security, don't need it. The Azure Remote App team has done a great job in terms of making sure that Microsoft anti-malware and system, the semantic endpoint, not semantic, the system center endpoint protection is pretty much engraved within the image of every launch of the Azure Remote App client. So they pretty much take care of all the heavy lifting for you. All you have to be concerned about is running your applications. So again, this is the screen we just show in terms of the applications that you would have. Make sure that when you select them, they're all on the start screen. And then from there, we already covered the Validate Remote App image. And there's it in simple form where you guys can see it. It's gonna ask you to sysprep it. It's gonna go through it. And then the virtual machine itself is gonna be stopped. Now, once the machine is stopped, at the bottom of the Azure platform with that virtual machine selected, you'll see a capture button. You're going to select that button, and then to capture the virtual machine where it begins. You're also going to give it an image name as well as the description of it so it can be easily identified from when it comes down to your deployment within your organization. You'll check that a sysprep is virtual machine, and then it's going to register itself within the images. Once the registration is complete, you'll be able to head over into the cloud services and get rid of the cloud services because it's no longer needed. All it's doing is incurring a charge that really is not attached to any virtual machine. It isn't going to mess up the template image. It isn't going to mess up anything as far as the Azure Remote App is concerned. So you're going to come down to Remote App, and you're going to add that template image. And you're going to import it from the virtual machine's library. And of course, if that's the only image you have, you're going to select it, and then you're going to confirm, and then of course you're going to give it a name. Now, the location is very important where you deploy your images. The collection, if you deploy a collection within an ECS and you want to have this template available, make sure that you deploy your templates within the ECS. Any region where it's deployed to, other than where your collection resides, is not going to have access to it. The upload process is going to begin, and then it's going to be ready, and then you can link it to your collection. And then your images is going to be available within the region that you selected. So I'm going to close out of this now, and I can close out of that. And I want to take a look at this further. So as far as the virtual network goes, here's my gateway. It's not created. I'll have to create that gateway. It's going to take about another 15 to 20 minutes that we don't have. But I just wanted to get you guys an idea on how you will create that site-to-site VPN. Here's the beautiful part about it. If I come here and I download this VPN device script, depending on the vendor that I have, whether it be Cisco, Juniper, or Microsoft Corporation, I like to mess with Juniper appliances, especially the SRX model with 10.2. So if I open this up, it's going to open up this script for me, and I'm going to open this up. And here's the script for me that pretty much I can put into my switch provided to me via the Azure Remote platform using site-to-site with a virtual network in Microsoft Azure. So once this is added to my switch, I can pretty much finish off the connection site-to-site, and we're all set and good to go. So I'm going to close that out now, and let's get back into, let's take a look at our virtual machines. That should be stopped. Awesome. And this one is still running. So I really wanted to walk through the capture process with you guys in real time. So this is the machine that we sys prepped a while ago. So we'll come down to the bottom here and select capture. And we're going to call this one FISG MVP demo. And we'll put a description here, MVP demo. And I have run sys prep on this. I'm going to check that. And it's going to register this virtual machine. Now, this process here shouldn't take that long. It's like a few seconds. And once it's registered, the virtual machine itself will go away. And we'll be just left with the cloud service. So we'll wait for this to complete. Now that image is available, and we should see this two turn into a one. And once that happens, we can pretty much go to our cloud services and remove it. So while that's happening, let's show you guys how you would update your template. So if I scroll back down to the remote app services within Azure, in my FISG apps, the collection that I have set, I can come here to update. In update, I can select from a variety of images, whether it be the RDS or the HR. I can give my users, again, 60 minutes after the update to sign them out completely before the update takes place, or I can inform them and sign them out immediately and get the update going. It depends on your scenario within your organization. So let's close this out. And I want to head back up and I want to make sure I add that next image. So that is still taking a little while to finish off. So we'll wait for that. So back in remote app, if we head into FISG apps again, and I come here into user access, you can pretty much see that I have myself added as well as my Hotmail, well, my Microsoft account. Azure Remote App leverages Microsoft Azure Active Directory for identity and access. So let's jump back out. And let's scroll back down and head into Active Directory. So the Florida IT Server Group is the directory that I'm using for my users to connect to via Azure Active Directory. Now, all of the spaces, all of the services, all of the rights and permissions that are given to me through Active Directory via Azure can be extended into Azure Remote App. So it can be multi-factor authentication, it can be rights management, it can be access control namespace. And if we dig a little deeper, And I go into my users. All of these uses here I can add to this collection. Keep in mind, users can be assigned to one collection at a time. So if I come down to my reports, as far as the Florida IT Server Group was concerned, as far as anomalous activity, all of this is available to me via Azure Remote App through Azure Active Directory. So let's head back into Remote App. And I do want to get into publishing applications. So in publishing applications, I have a variety of applications here that I've already published. If I come down to the bottom here where it says publish, remember those two options I was speaking of, the start menu and publish programs using path? Okay, so here's the path you would have to use if you're looking to publish an application. That means you have to know where each executable for the applications that you install on that custom image in order for you to publish it. The start menu pretty much picks everything up. So if I select publish and I say publish start menu programs, it'll give me a list of every application that I have on the start menu from that custom image. So I want to say publish out FileZilla. I'm gonna do that. And if I scroll down, and here's FileZilla publishing. And it's the same thing as far as unpublishing an application. So I am going to pick on Paint, and I'm going to select Unpublish Paint. And where you would see these changes reflected is the Azure Remote App software itself. Now, the Azure Remote App software, and before we get into it, let's refresh to see those updates. So we should see Paint go away and FileZilla appear. So let's refresh that. And here's FileZilla, and there's no Paint. And let's launch FileZilla. And there's FileZilla all set and ready to go for me to connect up to a web server, for me to design my website to upload content as needed. So we'll close out of this. And let's head over here to this link. So the remoteapp.windowsazure.com website is where you would get started. So up in the upper right-hand corner here where you have install client, it's very intuitive. So the device that you surf to this website with, it'll automatically pick up the operating system and device that you're using and select it that way to complete the installation. Before moving on, this contact us page, the Azure Remote App team sees everything that you guys put here. So if you want to chat with them or if you want to send a message in terms of how this product can be better or the issues that you guys are having, this actually goes back directly to the principal program team within Microsoft. That's cool. So we'll do a demo to see it in action. And the reason I want to do that is because if I select see all clients, it'll pretty much give me the executable packages that I can utilize for me to deploy. So if I'm using System Center Configuration Manager or GPOs within Active Directory, I can deploy it out to my machines that way based on the operating system and its versions. The next thing I do want to get into is pricing. Now, pricing is $10 a user per month for basic. And what's going to happen is that it's capped at $17 per month. Let's explain the cap. Each user within the Azure Remote App platform gets 40 hours of work. That means actually 40 hours of consumption. Once that consumption rate has been surpassed, it goes into an overly hour charge, which is 17.5 cents per hour. So what's going to happen is that you have a capped price for each user of $17. So once they hit that overage of 40 hours per month, that $17 cap price kicks in, and so they can consume 80 hours, 120 hours, how many hours they choose to consume or how many hours that they can consume within the Azure platform per month. It's capped at 17 bucks. So at the basic plan, all you will spend is 17 bucks, and at the standard plan, all you would spend is 23 bucks per user. We covered hybrid networking, and we pretty much covered the hybrid management. We'll take a look at that via the slide, patching and updates, and a cloud deployment, cloud-only deployment. The Azure Mobile Platform itself will take care of all of the updates. It's going to be maintained via the Office 365 Pro Plus subscription. Now, as far as your hybrid deployment goes, it updates are under IT control. You're responsible for making sure that the system gets the necessary updates and management that it needs from a day-to-day basis. And it can be done through Group Policy, WSUS, System Center, and other management tools from on-premises. The image-based updates, you can upload a new template. We'll show you guys how to do that in real time. So in the hybrid deployment, you pretty much have the same system built out as a cloud deployment, but the only difference is that with Windows Server Active Directory on-premises, you have your user sync to the cloud using Azure Active Directory. That's pretty much taken care of. And then we covered the site-to-site connectivity and making sure that you have the VPN tunnel via the network from your on-premises into Azure, and then it has to be domain joined. Then from there, you can corporate app, you can launch your corporate app from anywhere to your remote app users. So we're going to take a look at Azure Remote App user configuration and management. Client best practices, again, always close apps to avoid potential data loss. Make sure that from the mobile version perspective, that the clients have the auto-updated enabled to ensure the latest version. The desktop versions and the computer versions themselves, they're pretty much driven by the Azure platform itself, and they are updated via this software. Understanding client session states, there are three non-active states. It's idle, where we don't have any input for 4 hours, they will be logged off. And then after a local session, logged off after 4 hours of inactivity. And then you have no local session when it's logged off. So whatever work they're working on, if they don't close the session, it's gone. And if it's not saved, it's gone. So make sure that when they're using this application in the Azure Remote App Services, that they do their due diligence. Azure Remote App user configuration and management. Okay, so we'll take a look at that. So from here, as far as the user goes, once we already pretty much covered how to install the Azure Remote App software. Now here's the thing. Traditional remote desktop services is not allowed. And the reason for that, again, is because the Azure platform wants to remain consistent, wants to remain secure. If you're looking at a time frame of via updates in terms of security and vulnerabilities. And some organizations, some people don't update at the very second. Some people say, okay, you got the latest stuff, give it to me right then and right now. Some people would be like, hold on, wait. Fix everything you need to fix first, and then deploy it out to me. Well, that's the beautiful part there about the whole Azure platform. And Microsoft, they're pretty much dog fooding themselves. So before they deploy any new software update, it's fully tested internally first before it's deployed out to us. So anything via the Azure platform, Office 365, Azure Remote App, you'll always get the latest and greatest before on-premises will get it. It's on a faster pace than any other updating engine within the Microsoft compound. So the software itself is pretty much self-sufficient. Sometimes when you come in there, they'll say, hey, it needs to update. You'll see it work, it'll update, and then you'll continue to go on as you so like. You can pretty much launch anything as far as Outlook. And here's my mail. And you know it's my Outlook as far as the Azure Remote is concerned, because if you look at the bottom here, you have the remote web icon going. And what's so cool about it is that the whole term that I was presenting from PowerPoint via the Azure Remote App. And it seems as though that it was local, but it wasn't. And that's the transparency that users are getting now with RemoteFX and the Azure Remote App platform, which is pretty cool. So I want to make sure I cover everything. So I'm going to close this out. And let's head back into the platform itself. And we do want to look at the sessions in terms of the manageability. There's me. I can send me a message as far as send message to all users and send it to selected users. And I can say MVP demo did not blow up. Yay. And I can send it out and I'll get that pretty much immediately as it comes out, which is awesome. So you can pretty much communicate with all users or a specific set of users as needed right from the console. Now, when it comes down to scale, from a hybrid point of view, if you have your traditional RDS on-premises again, you can connect this with Azure Remote App and extend your RDS implementation out to the cloud. So picture those stores or picture those organizations that has turnaround with users that need to gain access to applications, but you don't want to buy the machines. You don't want to buy the software. You don't want to take care of the licensing. So you can leverage Azure Remote App as a consume, as a need to day-to-day basis, and spin up the users, give them access, and when they're done, just deprecate it. And what's so cool is that you're looking at some seasonal stuff. So the gaming and fishing industry worldwide, where you have aquaculture and gaming and fishing, where they're seasonal. Even hotels, which is seasonal, that takes 6 months out of the year. I had a client whereas that they deprecated their entire RDS implementation and they went right into Azure Remote App because it made sense. Every three to five years, they have to change equipment. Now with Azure Remote App, 6 months we'll utilize the service. Our data stays consistent. Their data stays secured. They're able to utilize it and then spin it back down and leave it dormant for 6 months. And when that time comes back around again, they can utilize the services. So it brings that scalability and that elasticity for you to move however you need to move. So I head back into the dashboard. I want to make sure I cover everything. So if I head back out and I scroll back up, my virtual machine is still there. So we'll finish this up. I do want to make sure template images and it's linked, so we're all set and good to go. Now, as far as the hybrid deployment goes, one thing I do want to point out, with the remote app collections, if I try to create another one right now, so I'm going to do quick create, and I do a test Adnan right quick, and I put this in North Europe, and I hit that, I'm going to get an error message where there's a limit of two remote app collections. This can be easily removed. You just need to get in contact with the Azure Remote App team via that contact tab I showed you guys earlier, and they'll be able to increase the limit for you at no problem whatsoever. So I am going to head back into my PowerShell, my PowerPoint, and staying engaged. So the Azure Remote App has a feedback forum that you guys can gain access to. And they really want to hear your feedback. They really want to make the product better. Microsoft is in a place right now where they're really engaged with their customers. They're really listening to you guys, and you guys are really driving the momentum based on your needs of what IT should be. The discussion forum where you can discuss ideas is there. The documentation library is there for you to gain more information as far as what Azure Remote App is and what it can further do. And then every week they have Ask the Experts, where the principal and the program team, the principal managers and the program team come together, as well as MVPs like myself and Elias and everybody else who's presented, come and talk about what Azure Remote App is and what we can do to make the program better and even address the issues that you guys are having with it. So with that being said, here are the resource links that I'm sure that the MVP community, as far as the coordinators, will make available to you. Fundamentals of Azure Remote App was an awesome presentation by Eric Orman. They also have MBA training. Then they have the Azure Remote App PowerShell command list that you guys can pretty much dive into. I also included two part one and part two videos in terms of getting started that goes more into depth of what we talked about here today. And thank you for watching. My name is Adnan Cartwright, and we just covered Azure Remote App for your line of business applications. There's my Twitter handle. I'm at Adnan Cartwright, and Elias, he's at E. Marib.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Adnan. So in the meanwhile, we're going to have some surveys. But, you know, while everyone respond to that survey, we have some questions for you, Adnan. One is, my desktop app needs to be able to upload and download files. How can end users do that when running a remote app?
They need to upload and download files. Can you be more specific? Because that can go two ways. So am I downloading the files from the internet, or am I downloading from a central repository, or am I connecting to a database through an application that needs to gain access that way?
I'm guessing it's, you know, based on a central repository, you know, application to interact with, you know, internal files, something like QuickBooks, something like that.
So the QuickBooks question. So the QuickBooks model right now only works in a hybrid model. It only works in a hybrid deployment. Any application that has a database that it needs to communicate with back and forth can only work in a hybrid model. In a cloud-only deployment, you only have that instance of RDC running the application itself. Now, if you're looking at Word documents or PowerPoint documents, you can copy from your local desktop files that is needed right into Azure Remote App via the OneDrive or via the local file repository there.
Okay, thank you so much. We have a question. We have a client certificate for authentication. For my different users to have different client certificates, do I need to do a separate custom template for each user, or can it somehow be installed on top of a template?
That is a question that the Azure Remote App team has been given, and they are looking into resolving that. There's more to come with Azure Remote App. Again, that feedback needs to be given via the Contact Us page or the forum. But for right now, as far as the certificates with Azure Remote App, it is not needed. As far as assigning users to different templates, you can do that, but they would have to be at different collections. So pertaining, so if you have an HR group, you would have to create a collection for the HR group and assign the template for the applications there. And then the executive group, and then the IT group, and so forth. Keep in mind, users can only be assigned to one remote app collection.
Okay, thank you. Just a clarification on the previous question. Greg tells us that by upload, I mean open a local file. Download, I mean the app receives a file from the server. The app is talking to the user. The user needs to retrieve the file back to their real desktop.
That's the hybrid model. That can only be done today in a hybrid model.
And we have another question. Can you please discuss how to estimate the bandwidth needed? I assume using Windows 8.1 clients reduce the per client bandwidth.
The bandwidth today, I demoed on a 12 megabit per second. I'm at home doing this. Based on the per user basis, again, that's something telemetry that you would have to do based on it. Now, with Azure Remote App via the site-to-site connectivity, you do have ExpressRoute. Though a more costly solution, it will give you the performance that you do need if you're worried or concerned about bandwidth.
Okay. Thanks. Scrolling down to see if we have any other question. We have a lot of thank you and great presentation messages. Would help desk staff be able to share the end user's desktop to assist with an application question?
Yes, and I didn't have time to go into that. The MSRA, the Microsoft Remote Assistance, is available via Azure Remote App. You can even go more in depth with troubleshooting with the command prompt and task manager. take a look at that first link resource-wise that I provided to you guys with Eric Orman from Ignite, The Fundamentals of Azure Moda. He goes into great detail on how to get that configured and established for you, as well as configuring the Click Once application. So instead of using the Azure Moda console, what I showed you guys today, you can pretty much pin that application to the taskbar, and your users would just have to click once, and they'll be able to launch it with transparency, thinking that they're running locally, but they're actually running it in the cloud.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Adnan. Thank you for your time. One last request that we have is that before leaving the presentation room, is there any way you can put the links back again on the screen? And people want to take note of the links.
Okay. I'm still presenting, so.
And ladies and gentlemen, while he does that, thank you so much for that presentation. I'm going to go ahead and share our URL with you for our survey. And if you click on the messages button in the bottom left of your screen, you're going to see a link. And if this is the last session you'll be attending of the MVP virtual conference, you can please, if you would please complete the survey.